ego, the damn it, I'm gonna achieve, and I want power. The soul, wow, look at that. And one more. This is tricky, but it's the one. I only wish for you to scratch the surface ego, then to soul, then to your God. I know it's tricky, but play with it. I'm not saying you're God and I'm not. I'm saying you're God and I'm God, okay? Now, these three levels, takes, each one of those I refers to it. I got a personality. I'm Ram Dass. I'm needy. I've desires. That's the ego. When you say, I, the ego, have a soul, your you're selling yourself short. Somebody comes up to me with their ego stuff. Now, I could, I don't have a hand to work with. Those are two egos. And that ego business, all I see is a soul. Because I'm looking, I am a soul looking for a soul. Now, ego stuff, they'll be like this. I don't understand your eyes, but I'm here. As all as egos do. Those are egos. I mean, I have an ego too, and when I was a psychologist, I used to cultivate that sort of, you go, go, go. And then I took mushrooms. Tim told me to take mushrooms. My first guru told me to take mushrooms. And it's so... I was so complicated. Complicated. I just got hold of that quiet place inside. I wrote it about it. I don't know about it, some book. Be here now. And I said in it that Tim's living room, I had gone into Tim's living room. I was getting away from the trippers I was with, and there was somebody in there in the dark. He was right in front of me, and he was me. He was me. In specific roles. There was an air pilot, because I was an air pilot. There was a professor. There was a lover. There was a Richard, since I was called that, that was a thing. Saw all my roles, and I got hold of, I was not my roles. Like in our culture, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? I'm a I'm a lecturer. I bet you're a listener. We are lecturer and listener at a very level, very their level. We are, I'm a soul. With an ego, a lecturer. You're a soul, ego. Think I'll go to hear Ram Dass. Then I went to India. I went to India because of the mushrooms. Because I didn't know how to explain what was happening to me. This thing inside was, it was at home. Nothing, my psychology had anything to say about that. But my guru treated me as a soul. He didn't treat me as ego. When I was in his presence, I was a soul. That was heart-to-heart resuscitation. And he did that to me. Did that for me. Now, can I, having known him, can I meet somebody else and let's do our ego dance. Let's ego dance. I can't do it. I can't do it because he did that to me. It's called transmission. Transmission. He mirrored my soul. That what that's what I do to you, and what you will do, and what he will do, and she will do, and da 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 da. It's a secret ritual. Somebody said to me, well, how do you find it with people who treat you special? I said, well, I allow their projections. And what I do in return is I see them as soul. That is, and this is a clue to what you, karma yoga, all you meet all I ever meet is my guru in drag. Questions. Let's see now, what are we going to do? I guess we need light in the auditorium. So, there you are. Questions or comments? Comments would be easier than questions. Questions.
Namaste.
What is that?
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste means I honor the God within you. It's honoring the. How do you reconcile marijuana with your spiritual practice? Isn't that juicy? Well, one's bad and one's good. Marijuana is a plant, and it's a plant placed by God to help us. There are many people who have had marijuana experiences. Mushroom experiences, peyote experiences, LSD experiences. That opened them to their spirit, because all I know is that I took psychedelics and I had been given Aldous Huxley has given me he'd given us the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And that was a deep religious book. But what that book was is a map of my consciousness. That book would have been another dusty book in the library, but psychedelics had given me the experiential wherewithal to approach spirit. Yeah. My life psychology, psychedelics, Eastern literature, Eastern not literature, but Eastern mystical literature. I feel that psychedelics have opened up this culture. Mysticism, the ground for it in Guatemalan women, they are part of me. They are the rabbis in Israel. They are part of me. That is applied mysticism. But it's out of that applied mysticism that my social action comes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. I don't know if I'm speaking loud enough.
You are. I'll repeat her statement, Evan. Yeah.
I've seen you around for years. And
you what?
I've seen you around.
Son, yeah.
And I've seen you do your lectures, and I've read some of your books, et cetera, et cetera. And I've always appreciated your ability with words. Now, at this point, your words work with you differently. And yet the experience is the same.
You obviously understood her. Yeah, because the experience of our being together is soul stuff. Soul stuff. Yeah. Last incarnation, I used to come up on stage and put silences in my speeches. And what people would say, he must be meditating. Or they would be waiting. See, it's waiting and meditating. Now they can say, he's sick. Silence makes you Ramana Maharshi, he's a great Indian saint, and he had a crowd like this, and he would sit up there and he wouldn't speak, and the people in the audience, they said, he answered my question. Role model. Mm. In this culture, I mean, oh dear, what am I doing this with you? It's my karma. It's my old karma. It's the old guy. Medical.